This is Seattle's Morning News. Let's talk about deep fakes, which we've discussed before. These are videos which look like they involve real people, but in fact may not. And there's an indication that this deep fake technology may have been released into the wild. So let's check with the editor-at-large for TechCrunch, Josh Constein. And first of all, describe what kind of deep fakery are we talking about here? What is the process exactly?
So deepfakes are a way of using artificial intelligence to graft an image of one person's face onto video of somebody else. And so it can make somebody look like they're saying something that they haven't or doing something that they haven't. And typically, this is a very complicated process that requires a fair amount of engineering knowledge. But now the company behind the popular social media app, TikTok, has developed a very easy way to create these kind of deepfakes and use them in its Chinese app, Douyin, and that technology could come to the U.S. app TikTok eventually.
So this is something that would fit on just an ordinary smartphone then?
Exactly. Normally you would need a real computer to do this kind of complicated video editing and using the engineering tools to, basically blend the edges of somebody's face into the head of somebody else so it looks like they're saying something that they didn't. But with TikTok's version, basically, all you do is you take a biometric scan of your face, similar to when you set up Face ID on an iPhone. You move your face around in front of the camera. Then it can take that face and put it onto the body of somebody else and manipulate your face to give you different facial expressions or make it look like you're saying something. And this all happens in a matter of seconds. And you just pick a video from the library that Douyin offers, and instantly you're the star of that video.
Wow. And yeah, they have a library of videos that they offer, and they insist that this can't be abused because, again, there's a specific set of videos that you can use for the process, and you must be clearly in front of your phone, only doing it for your benefit. Are you allowed to share? I assume you're not allowed to share these, though, right?
Oh, no, that's the whole point, is that you post these videos and broadcast them like you would post on Instagram. And yes, it's something where you do have to be actually in front of the camera. You can't use a photo of somebody else or something from your camera roll. But that doesn't mean that you can't still do something that could be frightening or scary. It's true that because TikTok and Douyin control the source material and are only making, sort of benign videos available, instead of the kind of typical fodder you see for deepfakes, which include videos of public figures or heads of state making addresses, or actually pornography, where people will use deepfakes to graft somebody else's face into a pornographic video so it looks like somebody else is starring in it that might never do something like that. And because TikTok is only offering a limited set of videos, you won't be able to do that kind of misinformation, but it could still cause huge problems if TikTok and Douyin decide to make videos that maybe they shouldn't available in that library.
Now, I understand that these are watermarked so that they are identifiable as fake.
They are watermarked to show that they are part of this company's app, but it doesn't necessarily detail that this is fake. Mm. In China, the government actually requires that any deepfake video be labeled as such, whereas in the U.S., we don't have any laws about this to protect us yet. The big worry here is that this company, TikTok, which is owned by ByteDance, one of the world's biggest private startups that exists in China, they're an artificial intelligence leader. The worry is that they will be collecting biometric scans of people's faces from whoever their users are. And these are the same kind of scans you use to be able to unlock a Face ID or facial recognition system to unlock a phone. And this is a real security concern. Eventually, we may see that people try to protect the biometric scan of their face the same way we think about trying to protect our social security number today.
So this could be like, this app could be just what? Bait, flypaper for your biometric information.
The company hasn't really shown that it's doing anything especially nefarious with this kind of data just yet. But there are concerns because the Chinese government, which works with Douyin and ByteDance, has certainly censored videos that have existed on that app, ones that talk about protests or social issues in China. And the question really is, do we trust this company with some of the most sensitive personal data that could be used to unlock our phones in the future? Do we want to trust this to a company that the U.S. government has no control over?
Now, this has not been released yet. Is that correct? You just found out about this by examining some embedded code somewhere?
A tipster sent me some information showing that buried in the Android version of the Chinese and American versions of TikTok, there was code that could be used to activate this feature. And in the Chinese version, it was actually far enough along that these researchers were able to activate the feature and try it out, though it's not available to the public. And to date, TikTok says that this feature will not be launched in the U.S., but there's no telling what could happen with that in the future.
All right. We are on notice. The prediction that these deepfakes would exist, it's just standing off stage, just behind the curtain, and could be essentially turned on at any time.
Exactly. I think this is going to be something that the public is going to have to learn to spot. We're going to need higher media literacy. It's no longer that if you see a video of somebody saying something that you can truly believe it's them. And that has huge implications for how we deal with misinformation around elections or politics, but also how we deal with our personal relationships. Like who knows if evidence in an extramarital affair was actually faked using this kind of deepfakes technology.
Yikes. Josh Constein is the editor at large at TechCrunch. Josh, thank you very much.
Thank you.